you know, we found ourselves in a hole, you know, and tried to dig ourselves out of it week in and week out, you know, which, you know, obviously created more pressure, you know, for us to perform well. And, you know, the mistakes that you make, you know, are hard to overcome, you know, when you create such a huge deficit. So, you know, the thing is to start fast, and that's what we preached last year. We're preaching this year. We want to get out to a great start.
Mike, in terms of your evolution as a quarterback and learning you know, the finer art of being a pocket passer, what are some of the things that you've learned, you know, along the way, and especially this offseason?
You know, just learn to play quarterback, man, within itself. You know, I could sit here and talk all day about the little, you know, nuances that I've learned. But, you know, we've talked about that before. You know, it's all about, you know, going out there and just, you know, putting it all together on the football field. You know, the most important thing is just to take one play at a time. You know, don't get too far ahead of you know, ourselves, regardless of the situation. You know, just go out and play football.
Do you think teams have seen, obviously, what happened in the preseason with the injuries and last year, and then they game plan specifically, they try to throw more at you because they feel like you can't hold up?
I don't know. You know, I don't think teams play any different because what they do is pretty much what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to change, you know, within a week, change your game plan, to change your system, and, you know, as far as, you know, what guys are accustomed to doing. So it can be kind of tough. But you know what? They might throw a wrinkle in here and there, but, you know, it has no effect on what we do.
We've seen what coordinators say to fire up their guys just from the same stuff going on. I mean, do you feel like, though, that when they're talking about going to get you, they're talking about really going to get you?
Yeah, probably so. You know, I mean, I feel it. You know, when we play, you know, guys play extra hard against us. You know, they want to beat us. They want to beat me. But, you know, that's the challenging part. You know, maybe the thing I want to be able to do is look back at years from now, you know, when I'm done playing a game of football and say, you know what, I handled it all well and I did it the right way and you know, I performed and that's what I'm trying to get out of this.
Mike, can you describe what your level of excitement is going to be on Sunday morning?
Oh, man, it's excitement right now. You know, we're ready to go out there and play the game that we love to play. You know, we practice extremely hard this offseason. We train hard. We had, you know, great OTAs, great training camp, great preseason. We're ready to go.
When it comes to passing lanes, last year you were working almost a new offensive line in front of you and a new offensive line coach. I mean, does a full year of that and an off season help in that respect?
Yeah, I think it's good for everybody. You know, we've all been together for the last year. We've been able to watch film over the past 4 or 5 months and just try to create an understanding of what we can do better. So, you know, with saying that, you know, I think we're comfortable. You know, obviously it's going, you know, we're not going to win on every down, you know, but it's all about winning 90% of the time and, you know, trying to, you know, get the most out of what we've learned.
Mike, you've had so much time with this group. You mentioned the OTAs, preseason, training camp. Can you just gauge your confidence level? I know you guys have lofty goals. What's your confidence level going
into this?
You
know, I'm very confident in every guy on this football team. I just feel like, you know, it's time to go play football. You know, it's been a long time. You know, I've been training since February, and it's time to go lay it all out on the line.
Do you feel like you have something to prove?
Always got something to prove.
What's been said? Nice guy.